The College Football Experience Maction Week 11, Tuesday and Wednesday game preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's presented by WynnBET. WynnBET's now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, get $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today.
This is Brock Purdy from Iowa State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes! Woo-hee! Welcome! Welcome to the College Football Experience Maction Week 11 Preview and Picks episode. My name is Colby Swingin' Dantermaze Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Oh man, what a great time to be alive, talking Maction Tuesday, Wednesday, college football, but at the same time, college basketball's rolling. Season openers tonight. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience because me and Ryan McIntyre will be available later tonight to talk college hoops day two. We got you covered. As I watch UNC Asheville and UCF in overtime below here, but this is about the Mac and Maction basketball. Shout out to the chat. Is that Mac Dundee? It is Mac Dundee here. They got the Big Mic. We got the Big Mac, to quote the great Coming to America. And looking back at last week, 2-2 ATS on the Mac. I got to be honest, Tuesday kicked my ass. Wednesday I rebounded well. Still made money for you though, technically. Ball State took down Kent State last Tuesday. 27-20, it was a decent game. Carson Lexington Steele continues to dominate. He had 192 yards rushing on the ground. John Paddock threw for another 242. Kent State was up 13-0 after the first quarter. You're thinking, good, we're gonna get this thing going. No, not the case. Kent State has to win out now to make a bowl. Meanwhile, Ball State continues to overachieve. Great job Mike News doing this year after they lost so much production a year ago. Classic moment in that game is late in that game. Kent State's driving. It's like a 4th and 4, and their pussy ass lawn chair quarterback that was doing these abrupt slides all game. He slid. He had open yardage to get the first down, and he slid before that, and the game ended because it was 4th and 4. So he ran 3 yards, could have got 7, could have got 10, and he slid, and they lost the game. It was absolutely fucking hilarious. It reminded me of Davis Brin of Tulsa last year at Cincinnati when he could have scored for the win at the 1 yard line. Absolutely hilarious. Shout out to Oink Oink in the chat. Happy to be here. Of course, talking Maction. Let's go, baby. So I lost on Tuesday with Ball State, Kent State. Then I was shocked that Ohio and Curtis Rourke, who's becoming a legend, the Rourke family, is there a third brother out there? Because Ohio 45, Buffalo 24 a week ago. I did not see that coming. I thought Ohio might be able to win the game, but woo. Curtis Rourke threw for 317. Sam Wigloos, my favorite fucking player. I mean, and by the way, folks, come play DFS with DFS Maction. We do it. We'll tweet it out from at TCE on SGPN. You're invited. Just a couple bucks. Come talk some trash to us. Kick back. Yeah, it's fun. But the Ohio Bobcats, 6-3. 6-3. Now they're bowl eligible. I was wrong on them this year. And man, Curtis Rourke playing ball. 20 of 29, 317, 5 touchdowns and 1 interception. Oh man, and Sam Wiglu 6 for 131, 2 TDs, getting 22 yards a catch basically. So I was wrong on those two. Shout out to those two teams getting it done. On Wednesday though, I rebounded. I had what was that closing line? I feel like it was like, what was that? Let me see if I can pull that up. Closing line, 5, Northern Illinois minus 5. I took Central Michigan, on the money line. That was my dog I gave away on last week's Maction episode. That hit as CMU won 35-22. They won outright. Daniel Richardson threw for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. CMU is better than their record. That's why I like that play. So good win there as they move to 3-6. Still could get to a bowl game if they win out in Northern Illinois. Last season's fun is officially over. 2-7. Tough year. Then the nightcap. I took Bowling Green to get it done. They did cover. They were I think I got them +1, if memory serves me correct. They won 13-9 in just a hilarious game. Matt McDonald threw for 161, no touchdowns, no interceptions, but sometimes you don't throw an interception. That's the good thing here. You look at the total yards in this game. Western Michigan actually outgained Bowling Green, but hey, the Falcons got it done. And Scott Leffler has gotten, perhaps he's got 9 lives. They're 5-4 and a bowl game perhaps on the horizon. So shout out to the chat, Blanton, Stamey. We will do the database top 25 episode tomorrow, brother. But does UNC have a snowball's chance in hell to make the CFB? Sure, I'll say that. But we'll talk more about that on the database top 25 either later tonight or tomorrow. We'll see what we're looking at time wise. So that was the Maction last week. 2-2, but I hit on my dog that was a pretty decent dog. So actually made a little bit of money. Wasn't a great week. I expect to have a better week this week. What's great about this week is we get 3 games. 3 games on Tuesday, 3 games on Wednesday. Absolutely fucking fantastic. Eastern Michigan, the Eagles, my boy Chris Creighton. Look, they're 5-4, man. We really had things going out the gate. I feel like what? I mean, we were 4-2, and I was like, oh, we got this bowl game. I think they're still going to get to a bowl game. But nothing comes easy when you're the Eagles of Eastern Michigan. But Chris Creighton's doing a fantastic job. Doing a fantastic job as always. I thought Colorado should call him. I thought Arizona State should call him. I think if you're South Florida right now, just fired Jeff Scott, call him. Charlotte, call him. Somebody, call him. Shout out to the chat. Lane Elliott's in there. Yes. Shout out. Blanton says this channel is heaven for people obsessed with college football. Yes. Yes, it is. We love all college football, FCS, D2, doesn't matter. We love it. All right. And college basketball as well. So yeah. And 3802 is 100% correct. It should be like this every week. It should be like this every single week. We should get 3 games or more on Tuesday, 3 games or more on Wednesday, 3 games or more on Thursday, 3 games or more on Friday, a plethora of games on Saturday, NFL games Sunday, and then Monday we have Monday Night Football, and we can deal with that. You know, I wouldn't even be opposed to like playing a fucking game on Monday. All right. There's room for 2 or 3 games. So I always thought the NFL should do 2 Monday night games. They do it that what 1 week a year, but this Tuesday, 4:00 Pacific time, 7:00 Eastern time, Eastern Michigan heads into Akron. And look, I'm a guy that has kicked ass on all my win total overs this year. I honestly think I'm looking pretty good. I know off the top of my head without looking, I have Kansas obviously was my number one lock that sailed. That was easy, right? Over 2.5 wins. Boom. Number two, or other ones in the top 10. I had LSU over 6.5 wins. That just cashed this past week. I had New Mexico State over 2.5 wins. That cashed. I had, I'm still sweating out NC State, the under, which I don't know that that will hit anymore. They've been very lucky, but what else did I hit on? Oregon State over 6.5 wins. They're at 6. I think I'm going to hit the over on that. I'm looking pretty good. I feel like Who else did I have? I'm doing pretty good though. I'm kicking ass. I feel like with my over unders on my season win total locks. But one of the ones I've gotten wrong, or perhaps I'm going to get wrong, is the two I don't really feel good about right now is NC State and then the Akron Zips. I took the over 1.5 wins. Was it 1.5 or 2.5? I have to check my ticket. But regardless, they let a couple teams off the hook. It looked like they had CMU beat. No, didn't happen. They were in the game with Kent State. No, didn't happen. They were in the game with Bowling Green. No, didn't happen. And there's only three opportunities left, and this is one of them. They are catching 7.5 at the what do they call this stadium now? Infocision Stadium. Just terrible. Stop it with these terrible names. All right. Them to the Rubber Bowl, or what was it? No, the Rubber Bowl was Toledo, right? The Glass Bowl, Rubber Bowl. I don't remember which one was which, but they need to come on. Those names sound cool, all right? Infocision Stadium, fuck out of here, all right? Akron's catching 7.5. All right, here's my philosophy here. I do think Akron is playing better. They've really gotten to play better offensively. I feel like. DJ Irons, I know he's had some critical interceptions in the games we've lost as a guy that's we, because I am part of the Akron team because I placed that wager on them. He's completing 67% of his passes, just 7 yards of completion, 9 touchdowns, 6 interceptions on the season. He's the team's leading rusher. And that's one of the things that, you know, Joe Moorhead year one, not very impressive on the ground. Maybe he doesn't have the guys on the line of scrimmage, but Irons is also their leading rusher with 282 yards. On the ground. Cam Wiley and Clyde Price, both not that far behind, but still, we're 9 games in. When you're 9 games in and your leading rusher is your leading running back rusher has 214 yards, that's pretty fucking terrible. Receiving wise, the Pitt transfer, Shockey Jacquees Lewis, he is tearing it up though. So him, Alex Adams, who I believe, where did Adams transfer? I think he transferred from LSU, if memory serves me correct. But they've kind of been a mess. But the offense seems to be improving each week. The defense is still not a strong suit by any means. If anything, if you pull up the numbers on this, is why I do think that Akron actually can still win this game. I don't think they will because Creighton's a better coach. I think Eastern Michigan's a better football team. But do I think this game can be close? Yes. For years, Chris Creighton's teams always play close games. I feel like, you look at offensively, where's Eastern Michigan? They're the 102nd best offense in the nation. Akron surprisingly is 92nd. Akron has a better offense than Eastern Michigan by 10 spots. Defensively though, is where it gets a little tricky because Eastern Michigan does play good defense, 73rd in the nation. And meanwhile, Akron 115th. So I think it's going to come down to, you know, will they be able to force them off the field? You know, last year they haven't played since 19, and Eastern Michigan won 42-14. But I still think I have seen life in with Akron 3 out of the past 5 games. I am going to take the Zips at home +7.5. The over under's at 55.5. I will take the over on 55.5. If you ask me which one I like better, I like the points a lot better. I like the points a lot better. Give me the 7.5. But I kind of like both. That game's on CBS Network. Yeah. I mean, Eastern Michigan is a team that, you know, they've used a couple different quarterbacks this year, Austin Smith or Taylor Powell, the Troy transfer. Powell's their better one. So they're just a more talented team though. When you look at it, I like their running back, Samson Evans, that kid has been pretty solid. I remember watching that Arizona State game, and he played well in that. And then they have Tanner Canoe and Hassan Baydoun, who seem like they've been there for years. Those are great DFS plays. Each week, it seems like I think Eastern Michigan would probably find a way to win this game, and maybe they win by a lot more. But I see signs of life in Akron. I do. And I think that offense might be able to push, you know, the ball down the field some. Give me the points. It's Maction, as NC Nick says. It gets wacky. It gets wacky in the Mac. So give me the points. Give me the points with the Zips. Then on 30 minutes after that game kicks, that's the only thing I wish. I wish they divided them up a little bit. Start one at 3, start one at 4, start one at, or you know, start one at 3, start one at 4:30, start one at 6. That's what they should do. Or maybe shit, if you got to go earlier, do 2. Then do 3:30, then do 5. How about that? Then at 4:30, Ohio is at Miami, Ohio. This is an intriguing game. And actually, we should talk about that for a second before I cap this game. Let's talk about the good old standings in the MAC, because, you know, so the MAC East proving to be the better side of the conference right now, because the Buffalo Bulls are currently in first place at 4-1. You know, and that's weird. It's like, I guess, a three-way tie going on here because the Ohio Bobcats are in second place at 4-1. The Bowling Green Falcons are in third place at 4-1. So you have this, you know, three teams that are above everyone by a decent amount. After that, it's the Miami, Ohio, Redskins at 2-3. Kent State Golden Flash is at 2-3. Akron Zips winless at 0-5. Then in the MAC West, the Toledo Rockets are 4-1. Ball State is 3-2. Eastern Michigan's 2-3. Western Michigan's 2-3. Central Michigan's 2-3. Northern Illinois is 1-4. So even if you're like Central Michigan, Western Michigan, or Eastern Michigan, you still are alive to get to the MAC championship. On the other side of things, I feel like, okay, theoretically, like Kent State and Miami are still alive, but they're going to need to win, and they're going to need to win now. That's why this game is pretty gigantic. Ohio at Miami, Ohio in the preseason. This game's on ESPN2, by the way, at Fred Jaegerbaum Field, or actually Stadium, Fred Jaegerbaum Stadium. Last time they played, Ohio won 35-33 a season ago. This is one with obviously just this is a catastrophic game, and Miami, Ohio came into the preseason like as one of the legit contenders for the MAC, and they looked good early on. Obviously, losing Gabbert, their quarterback, was key. Their offense has not been very good this year, so you know they're getting healthy though. They're getting like I think Gabbert missed like 2 or 3 games. And look, this is one Miami holds the all-time series or, you know, lead 54-41-2. So the Battle of the Bricks, sign me up. This is a great rivalry. Let's go. They've been playing this game since 1908, people. This one, Ohio is laying one. Ohio is laying one. You know, I feel like the line reflects because I feel like Miami, Ohio. Well, first off, let me rattle off these numbers for you. Ohio has the best offense in the MAC, charting at number one in the MAC, number 39 offense in America. But they have the worst defense at number 127. And that's the worst defense in the MAC and the fourth worst defense in all of, you know, FBS college football. But then you have on the other side of it, the Miami Redhawks. They're 123rd in offense. They can't move the ball. I know some of that stats are diluted. They were without their quarterback a couple games, but they are number 36 in defense. So contrast in style is completely on board here. But this game's in Oxford, Ohio. I'm going to take a shot. Let me just check the injury report here. Yeah, I'm going to take a shot on I was too impressed with Rourke last week. Give me the Ohio Bobcats. I'm nervous about this one though, because I feel like the line smells to me. The line tells me that Miami, Ohio is probably going to win this game, but man, I was off on taking Curtis Rourke and the Bobcats last week, and he was really good. Give me the Ohio Bobcats. Don't feel great about that one, but cause I feel like that's a bit trappy. It's a trappy line there. Next up, still on Tuesday, Ball State heads to Toledo. Once again, we rattle off these rankings here. So Ball State is 3-2. They are one game behind Toledo. And guess who's playing Toledo? Ball State. This is a huge game. Absolutely huge game. Game of the day, I would say, for Tuesday. Can Carson Lexington steal and the Cardinals come into Toledo and get the dub? You know, Toledo, very, very early on, they look really good. Then they lose that crazy game to Buffalo where they were up big 2 weeks ago. Last week, they were very fortunate as Eastern Michigan was winning. And, you know, Toledo had to come back to get that dub. So, critical game here. Toledo's laying 12 currently. It's just too many points. I get it. Toledo looks good. And I know, I feel like what last time they played last year, Toledo won by 10. I just got to take the points. And by the way, the weather, I checked the weather of all these games. They're all pretty nice. I feel like, I mean, I'm a little cold, but I mean, nothing crazy, like 50s, like 57 degrees and shit, clear. I'm on Ball State here. I think you look at the, and even the numbers, I get it. Toledo's got the best defense in the MAC, charting at 35th in the nation. Will they be able to put it, you know, shut down Paddock and steal perhaps? At the same time, you know, can they get the, I mean, actually Toledo's probably one of the more complete teams because they have the number 35 defense and the number 63 offense. Ball State though, not terrible either. 87th in defense, 68th in offense. So not terrible. I think they'll be able to cover this. So let's go. Give me Ball State. Let's go. All right. Before I get to Wednesday's games, want to tell you folks out there that the College Football Experience Maction Tuesday, Wednesday night preview is brought to you by WinBet. Yes. WinBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today. Bet $100, get $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. All right. Here we go. Wednesday, 4 PM on the West, 7 PM on the East, Buffalo at Central Michigan. I mean, let's just do a quick update as far as the MAC race there. Central Michigan, 2-3. They are at Buffalo. This is a critical game for CMU because if you lose this, it's going to be really hard to get. You're going to need Ball State to win. Buffalo, if you lose this and Ohio and Bowling Green win, then you fall a game behind. Critical game. This game going on in Mount Pleasant, Michigan on ESPN2 at Kelly Short Stadium. Another terrible name. But the Chips have shown some signs of life. Buffalo's currently a 1-point favorite. 1-point favorite for the Bulls. You know, I'm going to count on Buffalo to get back into the mix here. Do I think they could lose this game? Sure. That's another thing, is like the separation from like 1 to like 11 in the MAC besides Akron, very thin, razor thin, in my opinion. I'm going to take the Bulls. I think they're the better team. Central Michigan looked good last week, though. And if they can establish the line of scrimmage, they could really present a problem and win this game. There's a reason why this line's so small, despite the records being completely different. You know, Buffalo being a winning team, Central Michigan being a losing team. And I'm the guy that had CMU winning the MAC preseason. Oof. They had injuries, though. A lot of injuries. Give me Buffalo -1 here. I think at the end of the day, Buffalo's just got to not turn the ball over on offense. What are they? 77th in offense. CMU, meanwhile, 70th in offense. On defense, Central Michigan, though, 48th in the country, playing some good defense under Jim McElwain. And then the Buffalo Bulls are 89th. Lindquist, that's his forte. But I will say this. I think Buffalo, you know, played a little bit more challenging out of conference schedule. So those stats could be diluted a little bit because of that. But I do think the Bulls have looked like the better team to me thus far this year. And I think Buffalo can if they can stop the run and make Daniel Richardson beat you with his arm, which kind of has been an issue, I would say that is their forte for winning, but Buffalo's just got to make sure they don't turn the ball over. Cole Snyder, the Rutgers transfer at quarterback. He can have his moments. He can have his moments. So I got Buffalo minus the one. Do I have three favorites right now? No, Ball State's my dog. Next up, we have Kent State. This is at the same exact time. Bastards. Kent State at Bowling Green. Bowling Green 5-4, trying to get to a bowl. Last year, Kent State beat him by 7. This is at the Deut. Bowling Green's an anomaly. And look, they return the most production out of anyone in FBS out of 131 teams. But when you look at the stats, you're like, how the hell is this team 5-4? First off, they have an FCS loss to Eastern Kentucky in the A-Sun. They're not even in the lead in the A-Sun. They're in the middle of the pack. But Bowling Green, look at these numbers. They're 109th in offense, 101st in defense. You're like, how the hell are you 4-1 in the MAC and 5-4 overall and about to go bowling? Pretty fascinating. Just goes to show that, you know, sometimes numbers are just, you win the games. Who cares? Win the games. However, and that's probably the reason why Kent State sitting there at 3-6 is favored, even though they're at the Deut in Bowling Green, Ohio. Kent State's laying 2.5. Look, I that lawn chair quarterback Colin Schley bothers the shit out of me. That offense at times can bother the shit out of me because of the late sliding quarterback. Then I think college football should make a rule that you cannot do that. I just feel like they should get rid of the slide. I know that won't happen, but they should. They should. I'm going to take Kent State though. I think they're statistically, look, 40th offense in the nation. I get it. Their defense is 121st. I think they're a better football team than Bowling Green. Give me the Golden Flashes, even though they cost us last week. Let's go Golden Flashes. Lay the points there. Next up, is that, by the way, that game's on CBS Sports Network. The last game of the evening to talk about here. And so before I even get to that, I want to tell you that the College Football Experience Maction Preview is brought to you by the SGPN merch store. Yes, get your holiday shopping done early at the SGPN merch store. SGPN gear is the perfect stocking stuffer for the degen in your life. I really like the College Campus Edition t-shirts. You got to get in and check those out. All right. Check those out. Doesn't matter. All over the nation, we have these t-shirts and we got the college basketball ones coming out too. So check out those. Plus from now until Thanksgiving, you can get 10% off when you use the promo code Dallas Sucks. Yes. That's store.sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Promo code Dallas Sucks to get yourself some new gear. It's perfect. Perfect for the holiday season. Let's go, folks. Final game on the slate. This one's at 4-2. Why do they start all three at the same time? They need to hire me because I could take 10 minutes in a meeting. Why would you do that to yourself? Don't you want more eyes on your game? Northern Illinois is at Western Michigan. This is at Waldo Stadium in Kalamazoo on ESPNU. Whew. Last week, well, first off, Rocky Lombardi, I believe, out. Obviously, we know their top wideout from a year ago who got injured. Trayvon Rudolph is out. Also, quarterback Ethan Hampton is out. So down two quarterbacks. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, you know, Jack Salad Shooter at quarterback there, he is back in the mix. But last week, you look at the box score from a week ago for the Broncos. You know, they lose by 4. They did outgain Bowling Green, but when you pull up the stats on that game, they went with Trayson Borgette. He did all right. I mean, the turnover was crucial, but 16 of 27, 191, touchdown and a pick. And Corey Crooms, obviously heavily targeted, eight receptions with 151 yards and a score. This one's tricky. Northern Illinois, though, is on their. But Northern Illinois, we knew they were fool's gold, but they also did get hit with the injury bug pretty tough. You look at the stats from last week or this season. So they went with Nevin Premascoli. I love these Mac names. He was 13 of 33, 158 yards, two touchdowns, one pick. And that's what happens when you're that far, when you're that depleted at the quarterback spot. And that's why I can't take him. I cannot take him. Can't take him. Taking Western Michigan minus one. Western Michigan wins this. That's another thing too. Northern Illinois, they're not eligible to get to a bowl anymore. They have seven losses. Western Michigan still fighting for something. Give me the Broncos in Kalamazoo, Waldo Stadium. I can spot fucking Waldo with a W on Wednesday night. So give me Western Michigan there. And I think another thing, if you really like dive into the numbers there, is that Western Michigan's they're not as bad. I mean, yes, they're bad as far as offensively, 121st. Okay, Northern Illinois 72nd offense, but that's the stats for the whole season, not then with a third string quarterback. So then you look at what Western Michigan's doing. They're 55th in the nation defensively, one of the better defenses in the MAC, let alone like the upper half of the country. I think Western Michigan is going to force some turnovers here. Give me the Broncos minus one. And by the way, I should touch on these over unders. The over under in that game is 50. I kind of like the under. Kent State Bowling Green over unders at 55.5. I would go over there. Buffalo Central Michigan over unders at 54. I lean under. Ball State Toledo's overrunners at 51. I'll go over there. And I do not see Ohio in Miami, Ohio's currently. So there's that. But how about this? Dog wise, how about the lock, dog, and tease portion of this MAC show? I am going to lock up Western Michigan against Northern Illinois. I think that's the strongest play. Let's go. Let's fucking go. Lay the one with the Broncos. Dog, what dog could win? Best chance to get that dub? Well, I only took one dog. No, I took two. I took Akron as well. I actually do think Akron has the better chance. I'm going to take that plus 240. Akron Zips money line. Let's go. Tease. How about this for a tease? I think you bring Toledo. No. You bring Ball State up to, what is that? 16.5. I think Ohio's a 1-point favorite. I think you bring that the other way. You're not supposed to go across zero. Give me Ohio plus 5 at Miami, Ohio. Thinking that Miami, Ohio might be able to win this game, but maybe by 3-2, something like that. And then I will also cross 0 with what is that? I will take Kent State plus 3.5 at Bowling Green. That's the tease. The Maction tease gets wacky in the MAC. And that's our episode, folks. Subscribe to the College Football Experience because we love talking MAC football. We love talking college football on all fronts. All right. Like I said, D2. We can talk about whatever. Shepherd University. All right. D3, whatever. All right. Excited for the FCS playoffs and all those playoffs coming. We have an FCS podcast that drops on Thursday, but we have a regular show. Wednesday's picks show for week 11 FBS college football, where we pick every single game. Subscribe and tell a friend. Also, we pick every game on the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. We come together as one on YouTube, youtube.com/thecollegeexperience. Subscribe, tell a friend, people. And also check out all of our other platforms, sports gambling podcast, NFL gambling podcast, NBA gambling podcast, MLB gambling podcast, the College Baseball Experience with Noah Beanick. CFL gambling podcast, the Road to the Grey Cup. I know you had the playoff games on Sunday. I stay up to date with the Canadian Football League. They have a rich history. There's a bunch of podcasts. Check them all out. Get the SGPN app for free in the App Store or Google Play Store. Also, come talk Maction with us college football wise. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. Whew, I think you'll enjoy it. All right, folks. Until next week, let's enjoy some weekday action. Shout out to the Mac. You should do this all year long, though. And other conferences should take note. This is the College Football Experience, Maction Week 11 style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly.
Sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple. We didn't.
And sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
It's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here power landing. When last year I spent more money on filming, it burns from one side of this world to the other.
Car towed all the way to your house and all you got for me is light beer?
Well, I don't got to bring the head cold, but
it's Division One football.
They're begging us. Please have a party. Feed us drinks.